This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever is on your mind with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
And Conan.
And Daryl.
In a more than 130-page proposal, the Trump administration coming forward with a bunch of ideas on reorganization for the federal government, most of which, and I'm only through about 64 pages of just scanning. I don't have time to read this crap. But it's just, you know, it's
a will probably never come to pass, by the way.
Well, how much of it will is another question. Yeah. But they made this big proposal of basically restructuring, reorganizing, merging, different agencies, merging functions of existing agencies into single agencies. And, they go on through many pages of this. And it's sort of interspersed with like quotes, that sound good on their face, right? So, like, here's some quotes from just ostensible Americans. Like, they don't even tell you these people's last names in these quotes. Let me see if I can find one of them here. Kenneth from Washington State, quote, "All agencies that regulate food safety should be under one department, preferably under the Department of Agriculture." That's a quote from someone named Kenneth in Washington State, according to this document. Another one from Joe in Florida, quote, "Permitting takes way too long and costs way too many tax dollars." So, yeah, I mean, permitting sucks. There's no doubt about that. So, like, they have these quotes sort of on these pictures of models doing work or whatever
right in
here to show it's the American way. And, you know, this government is so bureaucracy, you know, it's heavy, it's so you know, excessive that we need to trim things down. That's sort of what they want you to believe here, but I don't really know if the proposals actually do that. So, for instance, one of the proposals here would merge the Department of Education and Labor into a single cabinet agency called the Department of Education and the Workforce. This is the summary of the proposal. There's much more after this. The new agency would be charged with meeting the needs of American students and workers from education and skill development to workplace protection to retirement security. Merging ED and DOL would allow the federal government to address the educational and skill needs of American students and workers in a coordinated way, eliminating duplication of effort between the two agencies and maximizing the effectiveness of skill-building efforts. Instant efficiency.
They're basically admitting that with this proposal, the reason for schooling is to make you a good little worker bee so that you can just go seamlessly into the workforce and you don't have to think about anything.
That's the whole concept behind Common Core.
What's the whole point behind government school?
You've got these businesses who are like, hey, what? Because, by the way, they're paying a lot of the property tax here, at least in our area, mm-hmm. that goes into the schools. And it's like, hey, what are we getting out of this?
A crappy workforce.
Maybe if we had a good workforce, little worker drones, we only need a couple who are actually able to push buttons and tell other drones what to do.
But
90% of them, we need worker drones.
But that's the way it was before Common Core. I mean, that's the whole point of the government education model.
The purpose of Common Core, and I know people that are school teachers, the purpose of Common Core is
supposed to sell textbooks.
Well, that's part of it, but it's to make sure that every school, whether it's, you know, some elementary school in New England or an elementary school in California or a middle school somewhere, that the seventh graders are learning the same thing everywhere.
Yeah, that's what they say. I claim it's all about selling textbooks.
Of course it's about selling textbooks. But the thing is, they want to make sure that everybody has the same textbook.
Well, I think they're dumbing them down, the poor kids. Dumbing down more than they already were.
They've been dumbing people down.
Of course they're dumbing them down, but they were doing that long before anybody came up with the concept of Common Core.
Yeah, that's the whole point of the Prussian school model, is a dumbed-down worker drone.
Common Core is just a nice scapegoat for people that don't want to actually think about what the schools are doing. They just say,
Common Core's bad.
They did this thing, so therefore Common Core.
No, the problem is not government schools.
And not to mention that they don't go with the Common Core, they won't get that federal monies.
So the problem is the government schools are out there. And remember when Trump got, you know, when he got elected and he started naming his cabinet officials and he named, like, some homeschooling woman as the head of the
Betsy
Department
DeVos.
Of
DeVos?
Yeah, yeah.
She is the educational director.
Right, right. It was, like, sort of promoted as, oh, she's going to go in there with an axe and take, you know, take out the Department of Education. And, yeah, that hasn't happened. You know, if they wanted to actually have significant reform to the federal government, it would be to eliminate the Department of Education and replace it with nothing.
Right. And the Republicans, actually, in 1980, they advocated abolishing the Department of Education, which it was only like a 2 or 3 year old agency at that time anyway. So it made sense of, hey, let's just, you know, get rid of this thing that's only been around for a couple of years.
Right. So I'll just, since we're on the topic here, this is their first proposal. So I'm on right now. This is page 23 of this 132 page document. I'll just read to you a little bit more about this one so we can dig in further and then we can talk more about the post office because that's part of this. ED, which is the Department of Education, and DOL, the Department of Labor, say share a common goal of preparing Americans for success in a globally competitive world through family-sustaining careers. However, the two departments operate in silos, inhibiting the federal government's ability to address the skill needs of the American people in a coordinated manner.
Now, silos? Like,
like separated from one another.
Why
you put the corn in one and the wheat in another, you don't mix the corn and the wheat.
Yeah, I get that, but they're all right. That's a weird. It's just a weird analogy.
Yeah,
weird
analogy. So, look, if the federal government was supposed to exist to just be an arbiter of disputes between the states, which sort of was originally,
why do we even need a Department of Labor?
Right, you don't need that. And also, why would the federal government need to address the skill needs of the American people in a coordinated manner? That should just be what the marketplace does. The marketplace on its own will address the skill needs of the people, because the people who need people with skills will pay for people to have those skills, which will incentivize people to get the skills.
Ian, you see, STEM.
Science, technology, and engineering, and math?
Yeah, just, you know, like, throw out these acronym things, that's how you wind up getting more money. Yeah. Ah, see, we've got a STEM program.
Right, and there's plenty of acronyms in this document, let me tell you.
It's back to where I had it before, Ian. It's these big companies, these corporations, they want their product back that they're paying into the system, and these politicians are beholden to the people who are actually paying into the system, so they're like, we need more worker drones. You need to make sure that we're getting our drones. Otherwise,
and I don't know if it's necessarily, you know, the whole calling them worker drones, and I think I referred to that earlier as well. But, you know, like, it's kind of one of those, you know, right wing sort of, you know, buzzword sort
is
of
it, is it?
Something. I think so.
I don't think so.
But I think a lot
the
of it has
supports
to
government
do.
Schools too.
True.
They just want to put God back in the schools.
Yeah, the only people who say worker drones are anarchists.
I don't know. But I think a lot of it has to do with what you're saying of, you know, the businesses throwing money at the schools. They want the schools to do the training. They don't want to do the on-the-job training for people.
And by the way, they'd
be more efficient if they did.
You have, exactly. But you have more and more companies who are actually having to step up to the plate and do just that. They're having intern programs. And, you know, 11th, 12th grade, hey, bring your seniors to us, and we'll go ahead and train them up for free, and we'll have jobs ready for them to go because they are not getting adequate employees by the time they're graduating, which is a horrible, horrible thing. It's like, what have you been doing for 13 friggin' years where you can't even tie your shoelaces when you graduate?
I don't know if I buy your conspiracy theory, Conan, that corporations want a Department of Education. I don't think that they really... I don't think that comes across their desk.
The businesses, they like the nice little tax write-off that they get for donating to the schools.
Okay, there's that too. But I'm just thinking about people like Bill Gates. I mean, he doesn't want to spend 2 years hiring these right out of high school graduates. He would rather government did it for him. So why don't we send all this training that we have here at our facility? Why don't we send it to the employment side of the schools? And let them
because
handle it.
Sucks.
Most
business owners know that government sucks and makes things worse.
Do they?
Yeah, they don't want to jump through their damn permitting hoops. They don't want to be obedient, super obedient, and have to spend a bunch of time.
I'm not talking about they won't be signing permits. They're just gonna hand off all of the work over to the school system to train their employees for them.
Why would they want to do that? I mean, why would a sane business person want to give the government schools the control over whether or not they actually have employees that can do a job?
Maybe they still have faith in the system.
I'm sure some of them have that faith, but man, pay attention. 855-450-FREE. We got more coming up.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dynavite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dynavite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dynavite supplement, and then the Liquid Chops.
Try Liquid Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
Imagine this is you. You're working late when you get an alert on your smartphone. Your motion-activated Blink security camera picked up something at home. You pop open the Blink app and see the silhouette of a man peering through your kitchen window. You dial 911 and the police roll. The job of a home security system is to help stop crime, which is why I chose Blink. Get three Blink cams for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. Good technology is good, but the philosophy behind the tech is important. And Zencash was made by voluntarists with the ideas of voluntary interaction being embedded into the white paper. With no central authority or single point of failure, Zencash is more resilient than a traditional corporation. Everyone has an equal opportunity to participate in decision making, which empowers stakeholders and makes Zencash less susceptible to third-party influence. And Zencash allows for secure private transactions. Learn more at Zencash.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. The number number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we're looking at a document here the Trump administration has proposed entitled Delivering Government Solutions in the 21st Century. And then it goes into 132 pages of proposals as far as how the government, the federal government, should be restructured and reorganized, and in some cases, new bureaucracy created. As I've been, you know, scrolling through here, a lot of the proposals do have to do with combining bureaucracies, and it's not really clear if there will actually be cuts as a result of that. That's not made crystal clear to me.
Of course there's not going to be a cut.
Right? Because, like, I think they want you to think there will be cuts.
Right. Just like, remember there was that executive order that Trump signed a good while back about identifying two regulations to be repealed for every new regulation. Says nothing about actually repealing anything.
Just identify them.
Identify them. And then the same process has to go through for removing a regulation as adding a regulation, which means that you've got to have a public comment period, you've got to have this other period, and then there's the voting, and it can take 18 months for a regulation to be removed, just as it can take 18 months for a regulation to be added.
So there's a lot to look at here, and as I said, I've just been kind of just skimming through this, because it's 132 pages. One of the proposals in the middle of the document on page 78 is to create the Bureau of Economic Growth within the Department of Commerce.
How the hell is that different from the Department of Commerce or the Department of Labor?
Well, they say that it will rethink how the federal government can drive economic growth in concert. Well, right there, they're already wrong, right? Because the government doesn't drive growth.
Right.
It inhibits growth.
Yes.
To govern, right? When you have a governor on a car, the governor prohibits you from going above a certain speed, 65 or 55 or whatever speed the governor is set at. To govern,
and NASCAR
means,
is about 190.
Right. To govern means to control, to inhibit, to, you know, to stop the growth, basically, of things. But anyway, going on here, let me jump back in because we were talking about the initial proposal, just to kind of look at least one of these proposals.
The Edel Department.
This would take the existing Department of Education, which they refer to as ED for whatever reason, and the Department of Labor, the DOL, into a single cabinet agency that they would call the Department of Education and the Workforce.
I think the reason they refer to it as ED is DOE would be Department of Energy.
Okay.
And you don't want to refer to two things, both as DOE.
I thought it was a reference to erectile dysfunction. But
no.
Anyway, going on here, the result has been the creation of a complicated web, says this, again, the challenge portion of this document, a complicated web of funding streams for states and localities to administer, and a confusing set of signals sent to American students and workers regarding how to best develop the skills needed to succeed in the 21st century economy. The federal government currently operates more than 40 workforce development programs spread across 15 agencies. This fragmentation perpetuates unnecessary bureaucracy and complicates state and local efforts to weave together disparate funding streams to meet the comprehensive needs of their citizens. The administration proposes to merge ED and DOL into a single cabinet agency, the Department of Education and the Workforce, or the DEW. As part of the merger, the administration also proposes significant government-wide workforce development program consolidation. Now, that's a term that you could read as we're going to cut jobs, but not necessarily.
Not how it works.
Yeah, it doesn't necessarily mean that. They say that program consolidation, streamlining separate programs in order to increase efficiencies and better serve American workers is the claim. And then they go on to say that, quote, this is the opportunity. The new man, as though there's like opportunity for government to, you know, do something different besides
Do something different. They'll still be inefficient at it, but they'll do something different.
Right. And that's what the fantasy of this whole document is the idea that some rearranging of the government bureaucracy is going to make it better, is going to make it more effective, is going to make it more efficient. And government is just, it doesn't have the right incentives from the beginning It doesn't matter what the structure of it is. I mean, certainly, if they do, if they were to merge the Department of Education and the Department of Labor into a bureaucracy and cut, say, a third of their employees, well then, yes, they in theory would be a little bit more efficient as far as that goes, but the existing employees would not become more efficient simply because there are fewer of them. They would still be bureaucrats. They would still be disincentivized to be efficient because bureaucrats and bureaucracies get funding regardless of their performance. It doesn't matter if they do a crappy job or a good job. If they push, you know, 10 times the paperwork or half of the paperwork, they're still going to get the same amount of money year in, year out.
Right.
But here's their claim of the opportunity. The new, this is their vision, right? The new merge department would reduce unnecessary bureaucracy, streamline access and better integrate education and workforce programs, and allow the administration to more effectively address the full range of issues affecting American students and workers. Because, you know, when you've got a problem with, you know, your education, you need to go to the federal government to solve it.
That's what I always do.
The workforce development program consolidation would centralize and better coordinate federal efforts to train the American workforce, reduce administrative costs, and make it easier for states and localities to run programs to meet the comprehensive needs of their workforce. And again, this continues to paint government in this role.
Doing something that they have no right to do. It's just they've taken on this role because you have people who are fearful. You have taxpayers, citizens of this country who are fearful that they're not going to be able to do it on their own, and they want to just give up and let some boss tell them what to do. Wake
just
up in the morning.
Just a cog in the system.
Just a cog in the system. Just a drone in the system. You know, back to the drone analogy.
And indeed, one of the words they're going to use up here, Conan, I imagine is going to set you off here. I'll give a little bit of what. Here's their next header. And this, these headers are in all of the proposals, right? So I'm reading to you from the first proposal. This is on page 23 out of 132. So this is the first proposal. And all of the proposals have these headers: the challenge, the opportunity. And then the third header is what we're proposing and why it's the right thing to do. Because as though the government can do the right thing. No, sorry, the government is corrupt from the very beginning because it's corrupt in its method, it's corrupt in its funding method, it steals from people, it threatens people, so no amount of reworking the government is going to solve that problem unless you actually were to stop them from stealing from people.
The organizers who put this plan together believe that they are making lives better.
They do.
They're training people to get them higher-paying jobs and to make their lives ultimately better at the end of the day. But what they don't realize is that handouts, this is a handout in a way, because you're basically taking out all the power from the individual to lead and control his own life. It's just a handout which doesn't actually make him better at the end of the day. It only makes him more of a slave.
More of an obedient serf to plug into what they're going to call the pipeline. Coming up here, they call the education to career pipeline.
Everything's going to be a pipeline these days.
I'll give you the context for that here in moments. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number here, and then we can jump back into the post office and talk a little bit more about what the proposal is there. 855-450-3733, and a Skype username if you want to join us there is Skype username lrn.fm. Plus, join us on our Discord at discord.lrn.fm. This is Free Talk Live.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You USA Radio News.
With the announcement earlier today that Anthony Kennedy is stepping down from the Supreme Court, President Trump says he has a list of 25 conservative potential justices that he will nominate for the Supreme Court. Senator Rand Paul joined Fox News to talk about the sort of person he would like to see nominated to the Supreme Court.
Someone who reads the Constitution as it was intended, is aware of the original intent of the framers of the Constitution, and understands basically that they wanted a very small government that did very little in the marketplace and actually had a very modest and moderate foreign policy that made it difficult to go to war. We only went to war when Congress voted on it.
Reaction is still coming into Democratic Congressman Joe Crowley losing in his Democratic primary to a political newcomer. President Trump said, though, he was never a fan of Crowley.
I can't say that I'm disappointed because I was never a big fan, but he lost his election.
This is USA Radio News.
Attention! Sorry I'm talking a little loud because I want to reach people with a hearing problem. Do you want to hear better for just $299? Yes, not thousands, but for $299. You can hear all the sounds you've been missing for years. Hearing Help Express has been helping people hear better, selling top quality hearing aids for over 30 years. Now is your best chance to hear better with hearing aids for $299 with our free 45-day home trial offer. And you don't even need to leave your home or get a hearing test. Call now to start your free 45-day risk-free home trial offer. All it takes is a free hearing consultation. Learn how Hearing Help Express can improve the quality of your life with better hearing. Call now.
800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. That's 800-516-7448.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in here toll-free. Take control of the airwaves. If you want, get in on some of this this analysis. We're going through the Donald Trump administration proposal, 132-page proposal to so-called reform and reorganize the federal government so they can, quote, deliver government solutions in the 21st century. Yes, that's right. Finally, your government is becoming efficient. Your government is going to be moving into the 21st century.
It's just what you paid for. You're getting your money's worth.
Yeah, right. So we're kind of going through the initial proposal, which, just to kind of give you a taste of what this document is like, because it just goes on and on and on and on, and there's, you know, dozens and dozens of peers of different proposals for combining agencies and restructuring and even creating a new agency, at least one that I've seen so far, and I've only skimmed through half of the document thus far. We're looking at the first proposal here and just kind of dissecting it, talking about the code, what the words here might actually be referring to, and how whoever it is that's writing this, as you pointed out, Conan, they truly believe they're trying to do something good. They really think that the federal government needs to do all of these things, but it just can do them better.
I would like to think that the people behind this plan feel that way. It might be totally the opposite. They might know it might be a money scam. It might be a we need more drones scam. But yeah, I would like to think that there's someone out there who wants to make my life better. And they know that they can do that by controlling us, controlling the narrative.
So if you want to make your life better, then you've got to take your own action to do that in your life. You can't expect some government bureaucrat to actually make your life any better, because they actually make your lives worse by regulating you and controlling you and telling you what to do and telling you what you can't do. One thing they can't really prevent you from doing is getting into cryptocurrency. And there are a lot of different options out there in the world of cryptocurrency. You know about Bitcoin. That's the big one. That's the granddaddy of all of them. But Zencash is one worth taking a close look at. If you believe in the ideas of liberty, as we do here on Free Talk Live, if you are a libertarian or a voluntarist or a liberty-loving anarchist, you really need to look at Zencash, because they founded Zencash with the ideas of voluntarism. It's right there in their white paper. You can read it for yourself over at Zencash.com. And Zencash has actually done very, very well. They've got over 12,000 secure nodes now in the Zencash system.
Ooh, they are over 12.
It's actually close. It's over 12,800 when I checked the other day.
Nice.
So they're still working on climbing up towards the Ethereum level. Ethereum's at over 16,000 at the moment. So
and I do know that they're going through a mandatory upgrade.
Oh, okay. Okay, cool. I hadn't heard that. I know they're rolling out at some point the supernode idea. They already have their secure nodes. You can learn a lot more about what all these jargon terms mean over at Zencash.com and how you can get involved in Zencash, which also has some of the best technology behind it, including zero-knowledge anonymity. So if you care about privacy, you really need to look at Zencash. They've got the philosophy. They've got the privacy. They're coming out with decentralized autonomous organizations to run the currency, and it's pretty cool. Go to Zencash.com. In fact, Daryl, I think somebody bought some Zencash from you today, or you bought some Zencash.
No, I sold.
You sold some Zencash.
Yeah. I'm heading to New Orleans over the weekend, wanted to have a little extra cash.
I'm spending money. So, because it's New Orleans, you can't spend your cryptocurrency probably in near as many places as you can in New Hampshire.
Right. And, I do have money in the bank and, you know, debit card, but I'd rather have cash.
So there you go. Zencash.com. Go and get yours there. Once again, Zencash.com. But you didn't sell all your Zencash.
No, not all.
Right. So we're going through the initial proposal here, which is the proposal to merge the Department of Education and Labor into a single cabinet agency. So taking the two departments, the Department of Education and the Department of Labor, merging them into what they would then call the Department of Education and the Workforce.
Doesn't that say a lot? That the fact that they are merging those two departments, they have so much in common?
Well, they're not actually merging. There's just a proposal to merge.
Okay. But someone has proposed, hey, you know what? It really is about getting these kids into the workforce. It's not about...
Of course, it's not about getting them into
about
the workforce.
Enlightening these minds,
right,
and making smarter, bigger, greater people through, you know.
It's not teaching them how to think. It's teaching them what to think.
Correct.
Which is to say, do what you're told.
Yes.
Yeah.
Raise your hand when, you know, you got something to say.
Don't leave until the bell rings.
Sit down, shut up, do what you're told. You're not to have opinions.
So here's the final header, which is what we're proposing and why it's the right thing to do. It says the proposal would merge all of the existing DOL and ED programs into a single department, the DEW, with four main sub-agencies focused on K-12, higher education / workforce development, enforcement, and research / evaluation / administration. This would help create alignment throughout the education-to-career pipeline, while also creating coherence within the workforce development and higher education worlds. The K-12 agency would support the state and local educational agencies to improve the achievement of preschool, elementary, and secondary school students, including students with disabilities, Native American students, and English language learners. The agency would comprise improved ED K-12 offices that would better integrate across K-12 programs and more effectively coordinate with higher education and workforce programs. Why? Because we say so. It'll be more effective because we say so. This government bureaucracy will be less bureaucratic because we said it will.
See, we're just merging them, and that we're not reducing the workforce in either of these places. No. See, by merging them together, they become more efficient because reasons.
The agency would comprise improved ED K-12 offices. The K-12 agency would administer activities currently implemented by the ED's offices of elementary and secondary education, innovation and improvement, English language acquisition, and special education programs. As described below, the Rehabilitation Services Administration would be moved to the Higher Education / Workforce Development Agency. The new American Workforce and Higher Education Administration, AWHEA, so that would be a new bureaucracy being created by this program, would be charged with ensuring that the American workers possess the skills necessary to succeed in the workforce.
Okay.
The agency would bring together current DOL workforce development programs and ED vocational education, rehabilitation, and higher education programs. As part of the reorganization, the administration also proposes to consolidate overlapping workforce development funding streams. Observers of federal workforce development efforts have long noted the large number of programs across multiple agencies and duplicative administrative structures inherent in the system, meaning that they're claiming here there's unnecessary duplication across these bureaucracies, and they're going to wipe that out.
By creating the Department of Redundancy Department to find all of the duplications and redundancies.
Right. Observers here, it says here, since 2011, the Government Accountability Office has identified workforce development as an area of duplication, fragmentation, and overlap, and has suggested that co-locating services and consolidating administrative structures may heighten efficiency. Despite modifications made as part of a 2014 reauthorization of the Workforce Innovation and Opportunity Act, the WIOA, as I said, there's all kinds of acronyms just all throughout this entire document, the system remains fragmented at the federal level. To address so despite their modifications where they already reorganized things, that didn't really work. But this time, because we're doing it, the Trump administration,
right,
it'll work.
You know, this whole thing of, no, dictatorships aren't bad. We just need to have the right dictator.
I want to be the dictator.
I want to be the dictator.
To address these issues,
I'll burn it down tomorrow.
The new agency would place higher education and workforce development programs under the same umbrella. By doing so, federal skill building policy would be better coordinated to meet the full range of needs of American students and workers, and in particular would support improved synergy between higher education and workforce development programs. This proposal would simplify and streamline federal workforce development programs, moving from the current arrangement of more than 40 programs at 15 agencies to 16 workforce development programs at 7 agencies. The AWEA would be structured to include components focused on higher education, disability employment, adult workforce development, youth workforce development, and veterans employment, each headed by a presidentially appointed official. The toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. I'm just going to cut it off there because it goes on for two more pages on just this one proposal. And then
Yikes. There
are dozens more after that. So, are you buying this?
Nope.
Do you think this is going to actually make the federal government more efficient?
Nope.
This is Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up 2 bottles of Lico Chops. Get the 3rd bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCM for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com, the next generation of nutritional supplementation.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Now there's a proven, powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here by dialing toll-free. If you want to join us, you can. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Your Blink home security system could be on the way to you, and you can get 15% off by going to blinkprotect.com/FTL. It is the easiest home security system you could possibly imagine installing. We did it here at the studio. It was super fast. You unbox it. You put the batteries in the cameras, which they're included, and then you put the cameras up wherever you want. You don't have to worry about running any wires because it's a wireless system. There's only one wire, which is the plug for the hub, because there's a little hub that the cameras communicate with wirelessly. And that's all you got to do. It's super fast to get set up, and that also means it's easy to move the cameras if you make a change, right? Like you decide, you don't want the camera in that corner of the room. You want to put it in the other corner of the room. Okay, no problem. Just put it in the other corner of the room. You don't have to run wires to it. Super easy to do. Go to blinkprotect.com/FTL. Blinkprotect.com/FTL. You get your 15% off that way. We've been going through the initial proposal here from the Trump administration on how to restructure the federal government, and they are acting like this is going to be some sort of wonderful benefit to the American people, that the government will become so much more efficient and better, and we're not buying it in here. Now, indeed, if they do actually spin off the Postal Service, I'll give them credit. That would be a huge accomplishment to actually get the Postal Service out from underneath the control of the federal government.
If they also eliminate the first-class monopoly.
Which I doubt they're going to be proposing here, but I did pull up the Postal Service proposal so we can read into that. But Reason.com does say that Trump's plan to propose to change the Postal Service into a private agency does deserve a look. However, according to the story here, as we mentioned earlier, the UPS or USPS has been hemorrhaging money with over $100 billion in unfunded pension liabilities and, quote, no clear path to profitability without reform, unquote, according to Trump's document itself. With the advent of email and related technologies, the first-class mailing services provided by USPS are being used less and less. The number of first-class letters sent has fallen by more than half since 2005, giving the state-run monopoly dim financial prospects. In the last 4 years alone, USPS took on a combined loss of $18.9 billion. Now, in the real world, when a company loses that kind of money, they will go out of business, and
yes,
their assets will be sold off to the highest bidder in order to try to satisfy whatever creditors they've got.
Unless they know some legislator that'll bail them out.
Right. In this case,
GM.
In this case, the USPS gets bailouts from the federal government in order to continue operating. Now, the 132-page government reform proposal, which we've only scratched the surface on here on this show, reveals only limited information about President Trump's intentions regarding the Postal Service, although it's clear that privatization is the Trump administration's ultimate goal. The plan suggests two possible avenues of market-oriented change: private management with federal regulatory oversight, or selling off the Postal Service in its entirety, either through an initial public offering, a.k.a. an IPO, or a direct sale.
That would be ideal if they removed all strings.
Indeed. The proposal hints that an IPO may prove difficult to achieve given the Postal Service's current condition, since few investors are likely to be interested in a highly unprofitable bureaucratic mess. Like, who the hell would want to take that on and try to clean it up?
Not it.
Although, as you pointed out, Conan, if you were going to do that, why not just start it from scratch?
Yep. If you could, Lysander Spooner.
But then again, as you pointed out, the Postal Service doesn't pay property taxes and things like that, right? They already have the federal government.
If all strings are going to be removed, then that would be something that would also need to be removed. And their subsidized loans as well. You're going to be a private industry? We're going to treat you like one.
Right. So I'm curious how much more money the post office would wind up being in the red if they did have to pay property taxes.
Here in Keene, I mean, maybe $20,000, $30,000 a year?
Right. You're talking about
just
one facility.
One facility.
There are 35,000 of them.
It would definitely increase the amount they've got to cover. I mean, I don't know what the total would
be. I think they can make it up. I think they'll make it work. I think it could work.
And sure.
I think there was some post office that would have to close.
Yeah.
Keene would not close, but
they're not allowed to close underperforming post offices.
But if they were privatized and they had to make decisions, money decisions, that's what happens in the real world. Things have to close. Things have to adapt.
The document says the sale would likely require changes and restructuring to first net a profit, which, as we said in the last hour, basically means it'll never be sold. Because if they have
Correct.
To make the post office profitable before they can sell it, it'll just never get to that point because bureaucracy sucks and the post office isn't going to get, you know, have better opportunities to deliver more mail in the future. They're delivering fewer and fewer pieces of mail. Although, as you pointed out, Conan, they're doing more packages now.
That is the only thing. I believe that's the only thing that's keeping us afloat.
The Yahoo Finance article that I have, they say that package delivery, which is where Amazon comes in, and that's the part that President Trump was griping about, is actually a bright spot for the Postal
right.
Service. Revenue is rising thanks to Amazon and other e-commerce sites, and the Postal Service is required by law to earn at least a small profit on the contracts to deliver packages. Its contract with Amazon is private, so we can't know the details for sure, but Trump is likely to discover Amazon is a boon for the Postal Service, not a leech.
And you know, if we had our own jets, that might also be I'm not so sure. I mean, right now we have such a
they have
deal.
Trucks. You guys have mail trucks, right? Like 18
wheelers.
Yeah.
And that's how we get our mail. But I mean, but we're using Amazon and UPS to fly our packages around right now.
Right. But I'm not so sure that owning the jets would necessarily wind up being a cost saving measure, because then you've got to upkeep the jets and all of this other stuff. Whereas,
yeah, I'm just talking about major hubs. I'm not talking about flying out to the boonies. I think it would. Who knows? I don't know these things.
Now here's a little more analysis.
I'm just a cog, Daryl. I'm just a cog on this very, very small wheel of the post office.
On the proposal, here's some more analysis from Reason.com. The author here, Nikhil Sridhar, selling the USPS would also mean that the federal government would have to absorb its debt and unfunded liabilities. While these concerns are valid, an IPO is still feasible. Cornell University economist Richard Geddes found that a USPS IPO could raise as much as $40 billion. Because, again, then if it was an IPO, it would allow anybody who wanted to invest in the Post Office Incorporated to get shares of stock in that organization.
Within the rules and regulations on investing.
Correct. Apart from raising money for the government, an IPO would have considerable advantages. Liberalization would grant the USPS greater flexibility in making business decisions such as determining wages and benefits. Relief from regulatory and political pressure would enable the operation to make changes more rapidly and, as necessary, increasing the efficiency. As we pointed out earlier, right now, they've got to go to Congress whenever they want to even just change the most minute thing about how their business runs. You want to cut back on delivery by a day? You've got to ask Congress's permission. You want to change how, you know, the rules work on the for instance, the if they want to update the price of a stamp, yep. They got to change that in front of Congress.
If they want to add a new set of stamps.
Yeah.
I think it's, if it's inflation, they don't have to ask, if I understand correctly. But, yeah, if we need to raise the rates because we're not making the money, then, yeah, permission, please.
Apart from raising money for the government, or excuse me, the case for privatization is strong, but there are political hurdles. Postal unions are vehemently opposed to losing generous federal benefits and are not stingy with their political contributions. The USPS employs more than 500,000 people, which means change will have real political consequences. Opponents of denationalization say the experience of European countries illustrates the drawbacks of free enterprise: higher prices, lower wages, and mass layoffs. But those prospects reflect the economic bubble in which government-run postal services operate. The USPS currently is free from any real competition, in the provision of first-class mail at least, and its prices are largely unresponsive to demand, leading to an inefficient allocation of resources. Opening the postal services to more competition would reduce these inefficiencies. If prices for first-class postal services go up after privatization, that means USPS was holding prices below market levels. If jobs and wages are cut, that means the USPS was avoiding changes that would have made its operations more efficient.
Yep.
Finally, they say here, it's clear that the solution to the postal service's ills is more capitalism. The president seems to understand that. He has signed an executive order establishing a task force to identify, quote, reform consistent with this reorganization proposal, unquote. Its report will supposedly be available by August 10th and should outline pragmatic steps towards demonopolizing the postal services.
You know, just thinking of a something that might actually occur if this was to take place, privatization and whatnot. You might actually reduce some of the Amazon buyers and their spending, the predicament that they get in where they go Amazon crazy. And
why would that reduce that?
Because the rates are going to go up.
So Amazon might change their thing of free shipping on orders over $30.
It used to be $25, and now I think it's like $45.
And it went to $35, and I think it might be back at $45 again.
Yeah, it's gone up. It's gone up over time regardless. There's more coming up here. 855 450 free like freedom. You can join us on the radio. One person.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk, and it's not suitable for all investors.
Fire your stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been a professional trader for over 25 years. I've traded for Goldman Sachs and was the first Amazon market maker at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I'm also the CEO here at Prosper Trading Academy, the leading educational firm teaching people how to trade the markets. For a limited time, I'm giving away one of my favorite secret trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. To learn this technique right now, call my 24/7 voicemail and just leave your email address. I'll email you my free trading technique right away. Just call 1-800-228-2155. This is the very information my students use every day to invest in their financial future. Again, call 1-800-228-2155 in the next 30 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. That's 1-800-228-2155. Call 1-800-228-2155.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.